coronavirus vaccine candidate is nearly 95% effective in studies. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says once a vaccine gets emergency approval, the government will begin immediate distribution.
We believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
Pfizer last week announced its vaccine was shown to be 90% effective in tests. President Trump's campaign is withdrawing a central part of its lawsuit seeking to stop the certification of the election results in Pennsylvania, which show he lost to former Vice President Joe Biden. The campaign also claiming fraud with Dominion voting machines.
Dominion and the Homeland Security Department have pushed back on fraud claims. The election result certifications need to happen before the Electoral College meets on December 14th.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have not only a cool week ahead, there's still no rain in the forecast for the next several days. For today, what a great start to the week. Sunshine, pleasantly cool, high 68. Tonight, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 42 by dawn tomorrow morning. Upper 60s on Tuesday, more sun, only mid-60s Wednesday. The coldest nights will be Tuesday and Wednesday night with lows in the upper 30s. Dry through the week, warmer late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Elevate News Network, I'm Andrew James. An investigation is underway in Selma after someone shot into the home of Mayor James Perkins Jr. over the weekend. Selma police say the mayor found a bullet hole in the wall of his office and pieces of sheetrock on the floor. Right now, no arrests have been made. More than 50 employees at the Alabama Department of Education are currently in quarantine because of COVID-19 cases and contact tracing. The quarantined employees work in multiple sections of the department. Many people are working from home as they quarantine. And more than 24,000 new coronavirus cases have been confirmed in Alabama in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of cases to over 183,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health says 3,000 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Troop with Fairlamb Jewelers. I've been advertising at Blue Water for going on 3 years now. Since starting advertising at Blue Water, we have seen our business grow exponentially. And if you would like to see your business grow, I suggest advertising at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barrier accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely, and Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important, and it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. A couple of reminders. Number one, anybody can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market and the Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing. Mortgage Corporation South is done on Thursday. Sweet Creek Farm Market is done on Fridays. Now, as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, which I'm really excited about, by the way, we'll be doing a show, part of a show, on Friday after we do our Iron Bowl edition, unless they cancel the game. Iron Bowl edition on the day after Thanksgiving, getting ready for the Iron Bowl. But when you're thinking about desserts and things for people when they're over for Thanksgiving and then the post the game, be thinking Sweet Creek Farm Market. Think pies and cakes, desserts. Think about barbecue. Think about Boston Butts and things like that to have for game day. And as we get closer, I'll be reminding you about this, but put them on your list, particularly that killer pecan pie. And they have a new a chocolate nut pie that's great. And the pound cake, pralines, and caramel are outstanding. So just keep them on your list for Thanksgiving. And they're going to take great care of you. And just get some fun stuff down there so you'll have it. Their rolls are great. I mean, I'm a Sister Schubert kind of person, but the rolls are outstanding there. Let's do this. Let's move into some of the stuff. I'd be remiss if I did not do this, and because you need to hear this. Now, Rudy, I give Rudy a C whenever he gets his own television talking about a subject of the election. I give Sidney Powell a B+, sometimes a minus. She is much more believable, much more convincing. But I would be remiss if I did not play this for you. This is Rudy. We'll start with Rudy. He's going to talk about issues in Pennsylvania and Michigan. I am going to clarify some things that he is saying because he over-exaggerates some things, and I'm going to let you know what he's talking about.
President Trump's legal team has exactly 1 month to produce enough evidence to overturn the 2020 election. With a slew of lawsuits pending in multiple states, it's a tall task, but one that Senator Ted Cruz told us on this program last week is realistic.
We could easily see, I believe President Trump still has a path to victory, and that path is to count every single legal vote that was cast, but also not to cast any votes that were fraudulently cast or illegally cast, and we have a legal process to determine what's legal and what isn't.
Former New York City Mayor and President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is working to establish how many legal votes were actually cast, and he joins me right now. So I want to start off, I know that you just spoke with President Trump, and I saw you on the phone, but I want to start off with this tweet that President Trump put out because it's gone viral online, and a lot of people are saying that he is conceding, and here's what the president wrote on Twitter. He won because the election was rigged. No vote watchers or observers allowed. Vote tabulated by a radical left, privately owned company, Dominion, with a bad reputation and bum equipment that couldn't even qualify for Texas, which I won by a lot, the fake and silent media and more. Rudy, he says he won. Is the president right now in this tweet conceding this election?
No, far from it. What he's saying is more, I guess you'd call it sarcastic or a comment on the terrible times in which we live, in which the media has said he won. But by going on to point out that it was illegal, obviously, he's contesting it vigorously in the courts. The media has tried to call the election, and they don't have a legal right to call the election. It gets decided by our electors, not by NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, and even Fox. You don't get the right to call it. I don't get the right to call it. So he is contesting it vigorously. As he's gotten more evidence of the rigging that went on, he's really outraged. And I am, too. I mean, it's way beyond what people think, including a very, very dangerous foreign company that did the votes in 27 states, a company that's not American, a company that's foreign, a company that has close ties with Venezuela and therefore China, and uses Venezuelan company software that's been used to steal elections in other countries. I mean, I don't think people have any idea of the dimension of the national security problem that Dominion creates. This Dominion company is a radical left company One of the people there is a big supporter of Antifa and has written horrible things about the president for the last 3 or 4 years. And the software that they use is done by a company called Smartmatic. It's a company that was founded by Chavez and by Chavez's two allies who still own it. It's been used to cheat in elections in South America. It was banned by the United States about a decade ago. It's come back now as a subcontractor to other companies. It sort of hides in the weeds. But Dominion sends everything to Smartmatic. Can you believe it? Our votes are sent overseas. They're sent to someplace else, some other country. Why do they leave our country? Yeah. And this company has tried and true methods for fixing elections, like calling a halt to the voting when you're running too far behind. They've done that in prior elections. Now, what happened on election night? He was ahead by 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania. Impossible to catch up, unless you're cheating. And same thing in Michigan, Wisconsin. He was ahead in all those states by numbers that in prior times, and I can show this to you, networks would have called for him. But they didn't call it for him. I mean, we were ahead in those states, and there was so little to like. For example, 800,000 ahead in Pennsylvania, 64% of the vote cast. He was outpolling every projection possible. So right down to the rigged polls before, this is another attempt to try to defeat him by illegal means. It's no different than the impeachment. It's done by largely the same people who were involved in it. One of the chairman of Smartmatic is a close business associate of George Soros. I have to tell you more. Finally, you want to get down to the votes, let's just pick Pennsylvania. We have identified 632,000 illegal votes. 632,000. It's enough to have the president win the state by 300,000.
Okay, what he's talking about there, which to me is a misrepresentation, there were 600,000 votes were not observed in Georgia. And so they're saying, oh, those votes were illegal. The odds of that being thrown out are slim and none. Also, the votes don't go overseas. The company that is doing this is an overseas company. It's interesting to read something about Smartmatic. They do have this kind of dark past. And then when you read Integrity Foundation on polling and Jimmy Carter's group talking about elections, one of the things that they'll talk about that you look for is the stopping of counting and then the restarting of counting, and that they don't just do it as a continuum and that they're not observers there. Those are some of the things you look for in election fraud. Let me continue on with Rudy.
Will you be able to prove this, Rudy? Look, I want to show this graphic of the swing states Dominion and this software, the Smartmatic software. I mean, you just said it all. This is a Smartmatic, a Delaware entity registered in Boca Raton, Florida. Activities in Caracas, Venezuela. The voting machines were used. Dominion voting machines were used in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And I have a graphic showing the states where they stopped counting, which I thought was also strange to stop counting in the middle of election night. One source says that the key point to understand is that this Smartmatic system has a back door that allows it to be, that allows the votes to be mirrored and monitored, allowing an intervening party a real-time understanding of how many votes will be needed to gain an electoral advantage. Are you saying the states that use that software did that?
Well, I know I can prove that they did it in Michigan. I can prove it with witnesses. We're investigating the rest. In every one of those states, though, we have more than enough illegal ballots already documented to overturn the result in that state. Because not only did they use a Venezuelan company to count our ballots, which almost should be illegal per se. Number two, they didn't allow Republicans in key places to observe the mail vote. That makes the mail vote completely invalid. Now, they didn't do it everywhere. They did it in big cities where they have corrupt machines that will protect them, meaning in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh, in Detroit. They didn't have to do it in Chicago, in New York, or Boston. They could have. They have corrupt machines there. They did it absolutely in Phoenix, Arizona. They did it absolutely in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Republicans were shut out from enough of the count so they could accomplish what Smartmatic wanted to do. And what you and that pattern that you have there, we have evidence that that's the same pattern Smartmatic used in other elections in which they were disqualified. In other words, this is their pattern of activity. And yes, there is a backdoor. Right. And we actually have proof of some of the connections to it. Right now, our cases are the most developed in Pennsylvania and in Michigan. But we already have enough affidavits from people who were pushed out of being able to observe. So in each one of the states that he lost narrowly, he won those states probably by 2%, 3%.
Now, again, Rudy C minus others better. It's because he plays a little too fast and loose with information I know is a little bit different than what they're saying. Okay, Rudy asks if he has the hardware or software from Dominion.
Do you have the Dominion hardware in your possession? Do you need to have that hardware in your possession to prove it? Can you prove the case without the hardware or the software?
We have people that I can't really disclose that can describe the hardware in great detail. We have some of the people, former government employees, our government employees and others that were there at the creation of Smartmatic. They can describe it. They can draw it. They can show it. And then we have proof that I can't disclose yet. And this has to be examined, Maria, beyond this election, which I believe will get overturned. But beyond this election, this whole thing has to be investigated as a national security matter. And the governors who gave contracts to this company never bothered to do any due diligence. I mean, I can't imagine you would give a contract to a company if you went one step further and found out it's really being run by people that are close to Maduro and Chavez. I can't imagine you would do that unless you're out of your mind.
Okay, so he didn't, and this is what Rudy does. He's asked a question, do you have the machines? And he basically answered it no by not answering it. But let me just tell you, in talking to an attorney, proving that a machine can change something doesn't prove that a machine did change something. So that's from an attorney that knows election law, that I had lengthy conversations with about this. So you can show that it can, but then you have to show that it did. And those are two separate burdens of proof. Now, he only has a few weeks left. Listen to this.
You only have a few weeks, Rudy, because they want to certify the state elections early December. Do you believe you will be able to prosecute and be heard within this time frame?
Of course. And I can't imagine how a state legislature can certify based upon ballots where we had no opportunity to inspect, and it was done deliberately. I mean, the fact that it happened in all those states, right, tells you it was a plan. The crooked Democratic leaders in those 10 or 12 places where we were shut out didn't all develop that idea by themselves, right? They didn't have the same dream that night. This is a plan. This is maybe the plan Joe Biden was talking about. He's got the best voter fraud plan in the world. Well, he has a really good one, but lucky we caught it.
Okay. So it sounds like his opinion on the state legislatures to not approve the electors. And I, from where I sit right now, I don't see that happening unless you have overwhelming evidence. Because you say something doesn't mean it's so. I'd say that about Democrats. Democrats say a whole bunch of things does not mean it is true. Let me go to a break. Then we'll move to Sidney Powell, who is much more definitive than Rudy Giuliani was.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that, unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor Residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
As a minimalist, paying less for insurance is more.
Nice place. Is your house a bubble?
It's a dome. I find corners unnecessary.
At Liberty Mutual, that's how we feel about overpaying for insurance.
But I do miss having shelves.
What would you put on them?
Nothing, obviously.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, a great combination.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I want to concentrate on something for this week, because this is a very important week at Dillon Wings. Ladies' Night, November the 19th, three days from now. 6 to 8, special pricing and inventory. Available is going to be, will be in the store, ladies only. Grab bags for the first ladies that show up. And you can take gold there and you can see, they'll buy it from you, give you a price on it. But you're going to see inventory that isn't normally there. They brought it, bring in special things just for November the 19th, 6 to 8. Now, they would appreciate it if you would call them and make a reservation. 334-215-3669. Josh and Leslie, wonderful people. You're going to love getting to know them. You're going to love Dillon Wings. They're on Brown Spring Road, 119. It's right before you get to Atlanta Highway. It's on your right-hand side coming from AUM, left-hand side coming from Atlanta Highway. But give them a call, 334-215-3669. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Tell them you're going to be there and have a good time. Let me go to Sydney Powell now. Now, Sydney's going to get a little more precise here. She's going to be talking about smart Maddox and vote changing. Listen in.
According to public records, Dominion voting machines are used in 2,000 jurisdictions in 30 states. According to experts, if one site has a flaw, other sites are likely to as well, which is why Texas rejected using Dominion software three times, raising concerns that the system was not safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation. That's troubling, given we already know that at least two software glitches in Georgia and Michigan occurred on election night. Attorney Sydney Powell is leading the charge against Dominion, and she says she has enough evidence of fraud to launch a massive criminal investigation. I want to get right into it. We just heard about the software made by Smartmatic from Rudy, and I want to get your take on what you report, what you and I spoke about just a few minutes ago, and that is a gentleman named Peter Neffinger. Tell me how he fits into all of this.
Yes, well, he is listed as its former Admiral Peter Neffinger, or retired Admiral Peter Neffinger. He is president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team that's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. And President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by the people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion. They did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose.
Okay. Now, she says something interesting that the feds need to be investigating this. Now, she has turned something over to DOJ and or a U.S. attorney in some of these states. They have a lot of power where they can go get the machines, they can talk to the people, they've got forensics just like crazy. I mean, they can take the machines and go take it to Quantico and go like nutso over these things and see what they're capable of doing. But again, getting the machine to do that is one thing. Proving that they did it is another. But if you get the feds involved, I give it a much more chance. I would love to see an announcement say, Durham does some people that are going to be indicted, and then they say, and we're opening up an investigation into these machines. That would be some major news.
Well, and where Rudy's only showed that these machines and software can do the problem, it sounds like Sydney's suggesting when they do, here's the tell. Here's the tip-off.
Here's the tracers that are on it. Mm-hmm. So we will see. And particularly, she's going to talk about dropping it into a file and dumping the things out. That's going to be interesting to see. When they go back through the ballots, do they find some Trump votes that they didn't show up in the machine? And do they find some Biden votes that the ballot didn't show up in the machine? That's going to be the two suspicious things. Sidney Powell says she has evidence.
You feel that you will be able to prove this. Do you have the software in your possession? Do you have the hardware in your possession? How will you prove this, Sydney?
Well, I've got lots of ways to prove it, Maria, but I'm not going to tell on national TV what all we have. I just can't do that.
Okay, but you have a small time frame here. The elections are supposed to be certified in early December. Do you believe that you can present this to the courts and be successful within this just couple of weeks?
Well, let me put it this way. First of all, I never say anything I can't prove. Secondly, the evidence is coming in so fast, I can't even process it all. Millions of Americans have written, I would say, by now. Definitely hundreds of thousands have stepped forward with their different experiences of voter fraud. But this is a massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned it involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but that the software essentially was used by other election machines also. It's the software that was the problem. Even their own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. It's like drag and drop Trump votes to a separate folder and then delete that folder. It's absolutely brazen how people bought this system and why they bought this system. In fact, every state that bought Dominion for sure should have a criminal investigation or at least a serious investigation of the officers in the states who bought the software. We've even got evidence of some kickbacks, essentially.
Now, Governor Kemp, who used to be the former Secretary of State, had been quite quiet on this whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
Is there a way we can clone John Merrill?
Send him to 49 other states?
Yeah.
Let me go to a break. More Sidney Powell and more information for you after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun. And safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
Hey folks, it's Jody
and Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding,
and the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have not only a cool week ahead, there's still no rain in the forecast for the next several days. For today, what a great start to the week. Sunshine, pleasantly cool, high 68. Tonight, clear, cold, overnight low temperature 42 by dawn tomorrow morning. Upper 60s on Tuesday, more sun, only mid-60s Wednesday. The coldest nights will be Tuesday and Wednesday night with lows in the upper 30s. Dry through the week, warmer late week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrubaker.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Juicy information coming up here. As it says, Sidney Powell is a much more believable person. Rudy just gets too excited and he overblows things. Sidney's much more measured, but yeah, as I've always said, you have to have the evidence. But the fact that I can see her giving this to the feds and being a former U.S. attorney, I think she would have some believability with it. Another interesting thing, how often does she talk to Powell? And does she have through other folks, does she have, not Powell, Flynn.
Okay, yeah.
Michael Flynn. And does she have some connections because of Michael Flynn that would have some dark arts knowledge here? Because this, how absolute some things are, somebody with some expertise is telling her that.
Right.
Okay, so here is Sidney Powell on CIA not doing their job.
Sidney, if we talked about, you said that there may have been kickbacks to some people who accepted the Dominion software. Tell me what you mean.
Well, I mean, we are collecting evidence now from various whistleblowers that are aware of substantial sums of money being given to family members of state officials who bought the software. I mean, we're talking about $100 million packages for new voting machines suddenly in multiple states, and benefits ranging from financial benefits for family members to sort of what I would call election insurance, because they know that they can win the election if they are using that software. It's really an insidious, corrupt system, and I can't tell you how livid I am with our government for not paying attention to complaints even brought by Democrats, Carolyn Maloney, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, over the last several years in written letters with expert reports and some documentation of how corrupt this software is, and nobody in our government has paid any attention to it, which makes me wonder how much the CIA has used it for its own benefit in different places, and why Gina Haspel is still there in the CIA is beyond my comprehension. She should be fired immediately.
That she said something that was kind of interesting, got me kind of went, and that is, does the CIA know something about this equipment, and have they ever done anything in another country?
Well, didn't Sydney in a past interview with Maria talk about this idea of Hammer, which is the larger application, and then Scorecard being a particular thing?
Right. And it's interesting, Fox, of all people, ran to Dominion and got a statement for them. Oh, this is absolutely, it's unfounded, no truth, no evidence. And then they bring out the Philadelphia voting person is a Republican. Oh, the Republicans were there all the time. Well, the Republicans are there all the time. Somebody's lying, because their affidavit says one thing, and what that guy said is something different.
Well, and as you mentioned again off air just a second ago, and I think Greg mentioned this on his show, I mentioned it myself on Friday, is that when I got it from the New York Times, where it said,
bite your tongue.
Well, I signed for the breaking news to see what they're doing. I do not pay them money. And I see the headline, the most secure election in American history. I literally guffawed and was laughing, rolling, laughing for like 2-3 minutes.
But didn't that sound like disinformation for intelligence?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they do. They're going to divert you and your attention. That's what scares me about this, is it's too much of a package. It's way too much of a package.
Right.
Things that are happening in Philadelphia and happening in Fulton County are way too similar. Same thing in Arizona. Why would all of a sudden Arizona stop counting and then have an 87% increase in votes from Hillary Clinton to Biden? I mean, I don't think the demographics changed that much in the Scottsdale, Phoenix area. I mean, this just doesn't seem right.
Well, if this was a foreign election, it would be easy to call corrupt and illegitimate. But because we're in America, they've got to prove it in court and really prove the details here.
Intel involvement, Sidney Powell.
Government official accepted hundreds of millions of dollars in benefits for their family as they took on this software.
If I said hundreds of millions of dollars there, I misspoke. I don't know the exact amount of money yet. We are still collecting the evidence on that, but it's more than one.
Okay, so you can't say who you believe took kickbacks. What is the CIA's role? Why do you think Gina Haspel should be fired immediately? You're saying that the CIA is behind the Dominion or Smartmatic voting software as well?
Well, the CIA and the FBI and other government organizations have received multiple reports of wrongdoing and failures and vulnerabilities in this company's product. Their own manual, if you sat down and read it, would explain how and why no honest person would use this system. And it's not just Dominion. There are other companies in the voting machine business in this country, too, that may very well and are likely using the same software. We've detected voting irregularities that are inexplicable and align with these problems in other states that think they have valid systems. But the people who bought the Dominion system for sure knew exactly what they were getting. It should never have been installed anywhere. And we are going to show the public exactly how rotten the entire state is.
And all I can say is, God, I hope so. But if she can, then we're there. If she can't, then everybody's going to be the most frustrated thing, because they're kind of saying, there's this thing that's out there, but they can't prove it. And so it's the Loch Ness Monster. And he's out there. We've got witnesses. People have signed affidavits like he is doing this and that, but you got to prove it. Let's go to David. David, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm good.
You know, down there in Phoenix, I don't know whether you know this or not, I've got family. Of course, I'm from the Chicago area.
Oh, boy, you know everything about corruption.
I know everything. I grew up under Big Daddy Daley, you know, under Caesar. So, believe it or not, my sister who moved down there about 4 years ago, she said that one quarter of all of the population of Phoenix are former Chicagoans.
No.
That's what she told me. I know that people have been moving there. It's been a destination for retirees from Chicago for probably 40, 50 years. But she said that her real estate agent told her that when they were shopping for a house.
So
the real estate agent was from Chicago.
So it kind of does that wherever you go, there you are. Is that what you're kind of telling me?
Yeah, pretty much, you know. And I guarantee you, like my sister and her husband, you know, here they escape Illinois and all the high taxes and everything. And what do? They move to Phoenix and keep voting for Democrats.
That's not good.
But that's the way it is.
So they swap the minus 30 for the heat index of 130.
Oh, yeah. So it's just crazy. But what do you think of, I heard this morning on one of the news programs about with the software that they'd found over the weekend, a back door into it where they could actually go in and manipulate the votes that were within the software and place them, if they needed to drop them off, they could place them into a file, delete the file, and it would be as if those votes never occurred.
Yeah, she refers to that, and that's the guy that has briefed her, which is the guy you're talking about, who said that's the way it happens. Again, so saying that they can do it is different than saying that they did do it. And
right,
so they got to prove that they did do it. But interesting thing in talking to this attorney is that if you show that these votes are way out of kilter, you have ballots for Trump that were not counted, and you have too few ballots for Biden and more votes for Biden that were on the machine, then you could say, well, the reason it happened is because of this.
Right.
And so now you're getting closer.
Yeah,
that could create a new vote in that particular county.
Yeah. And why would Georgia just recount the votes but not audit them? What's the purpose in that?
Well, I think they are auditing the vote.
Well, because last I heard, last week, I think it was last Friday, that they were saying they weren't going to audit, they were just going to hand recount. And I was like, that doesn't do anything, really. I mean, if you're not
verifying. Well, when you're saying audit, are you saying compare the actual vote to the number?
Stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you know, actually verify signatures, you know, and stuff like that on the ballots themselves.
Well, I thought they were doing that. That's news to me if they're not doing that.
Yeah, they may have switched back. I think it was like Friday afternoon I heard something about that.
Well, I
want to
tell
you that they weren't going to do that.
The Secretary of State and the governor are under immense pressure as we speak.
As well they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you, I'm telling you, Kemp is going to get opposition. I think Doug Collins is going to be the guy.
Yeah, I think so too. So, anyway, thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And Len Wood is the attorney taking the lead there in Georgia.
And he is good. He did the Jewel thing, and my attorney friend said he is, like, awesome. He said he doesn't take on things he doesn't expect to win. Papa John, how are you?
Dan, my brother, you know what I've said over and over again, a single coincidence is a coincidence. Two related coincidences is a miracle. Three related coincidences is a conspiracy. Now, having said that, I heard Sidney Powell say on another program, I was out of listening area, that this Pacific Dominion program was designed for use in third world countries. And the reason it was designed that way is so they could alter the vote count any way they needed to by changing the algorithm. This was on, I think, Sean Hannity's show or whatever. But what really kills me is why in the world would the United States government allow a program like that to be used in our election, especially when, and this is another point she made, the votes are not even counted domestically. They're counted in Spain and I think Germany. They're not even counted locally. They're sent overseas to be counted, and then results are sent back to us. Where is the parameters?
I'm not sure when you're saying that, that would indicate that you're flying a ballot to Spain. And I don't think that's happening.
What I'm saying is they're taking the results of the whatever these programs are, and they're being transmitted somehow, and they are being tabulated over that. That's what she said. And I don't know that.
I think she said you could access it from. Where did you? They alluded to counting them out of the United States, but how do you count ballots outside of the United States? I think that's. I just don't think that's right.
I don't know, but what really makes me wonder is how they would let any non-domestic entity be a part of this. Period.
Now you're talking about something different, but I don't think anybody would let somebody count a vote in a foreign country that's a U.S. vote.
Dominion?
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Real quick.
Is this Dominion program or whatever it is that they are using? The machine or whatever it is they've done to tabulate the votes, is this domestically produced? I heard it was produced in Canada. And as much as I love our Canadian brothers, no, I don't want them doing our...
Okay, I don't know the answer to that. I think some of the computer parts come from China. I don't know where they're produced, but the main thing is that the system is here. The question is, which he alluded to, which I have gotten from talking to other people, These companies hired big-time lobbyists to try to get these machines in states. I mean, major lobbyists. And so that was the whole purpose of this, to try to get it in some key states, Texas being one of them. Texas said no. But if you go through their map of where they want to go, those were the states that they were hitting to go in and get these machines.
Okay, I don't know whether you've heard it or not. I heard also somewhere that there were members of the Democrat Party, some of the hierarchy, that actually owned interest in that company.
Yeah, it was put out that that Nancy Pelosi's husband and Dianne Feinstein's husband were investors in it. Now, AP has come back and said that is not true. Sidney Powell says, I have the evidence of that being true. I haven't seen the evidence.
Well, I'll tell you what, the whole thing is a big mess, and when they finally get to the point where they decide they're not going to use anything except domestic sources for any part of this election, there's going to be confusion and people that are unhappy, and they're going to be rioting in the streets and so forth and so on. At this point in time, and I hope this is what happens, but at this point in time, if there's a recount, and if Donald Trump is named the winner, I don't know if there's going to be the building left standing anywhere because the Antifa and Black Lives Matter are going to go and they're going to destroy anything they can get hold of, not even really caring whether it's going to let them get their way or not.
Yeah, I think a Nike swoosh and a TV has to be involved in that. Thanks, thanks, Papa John. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Bill Ritz with you.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going,
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We've got something for you, boys and girls. Joey just picked up something from Len Wood. He is the attorney in Georgia that is filing the suit. From everything I understand, this guy is a major domo player. He did the Richard Jules case and got him off. He didn't take a case that he doesn't win. Read his tweet.
This is just from a minute ago. Here's a suggested course of action for Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. 1. Order a special session of Georgia legislature. 2. Resign. 3. Admit guilt. 4. Go to prison. 5. Ask for a cell near Georgia's Secretary of State. Accountability for wrongdoing is called justice.
Cha-ching. Man.
Wow.
I tell you, this guy don't play either. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome over to the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, Dan, thank you for taking my call, friend.
Thank you for
doing well.
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yes, you're sure welcome. Hey, do you believe that this election was fraudulent, the result?
I just as an observer, I think that the fact that this happened in a handful of counties that are all Democrat run, when I'm a numbers person, when I look at the numbers, they're so much different than other numbers. I mean, Chicago didn't have the blowout numbers that Philadelphia did, for example, in comparison to other years. I mean, there was not this exponential jump that happened. So
right.
something is different in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in Atlanta metro area, in Maricopa County, places like that, in Detroit, Milwaukee, in Madison, Wisconsin.
How about Nevada?
Oh, Clark County, you have one county that basically has 80% of the vote. So, and everything I just named you, it basically gets down to about 12 big counties.
And each one of those can tilt the election one way or the other.
Absolutely. And when you look at the numbers, I mean, why is the number, when I go and take the 2016 election and I look at Columbus, Georgia, and I look at the increase of vote, and I look at increase of percentage of Biden and Trump compared to Clinton and Trump, why is the number so much bigger coming out of Fulton County? So we can say it's African-American. So then you go to an African-American county in rural, the equivalent of Wilcox, Dallas County in Georgia. You don't see those numbers. You don't see this huge increase that's there. You don't see it.
Right.
You see an increase, but it's basically runs with the it's an increase for both of them based on what the county, what it was in 2016, not for one of them. Fulton County was 370,000 votes compared to 240,000 for Hillary in 2016. That's a big number.
Yes, it is, and it's beyond suspicious.
Yeah.
My next question is, my friend, listening to you, and of course it's very troubling to me, but, you know, it all hinges on the ability to provide enough evidence to prove it in court.
Right.
If we're unable to do that, what's our course of action?
That's a great question. And I think what can happen here is that they don't do proof. They ramrod this thing through. And like I said last week, what the Republicans need to do is go to Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, and get the Republican House and Senate and get them to pass a piece of legislation that basically says, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. If you don't do what you can do and you do what you can't do, we're going to look at removing you from office and impeaching you, and particularly if you're an elected official. That would get their attention.
What would that do to the presidential election,
though? It wouldn't do anything for 2020.
My question is, what do we do about 2020? My point is, we can't let them steal an election.
Yeah, the thing is,
we can't do it.
I hear you. The thing is, you can't. The system is built where the electors are going to be chosen. The House is going to be Republican and Democrat, and several of these states are going to approve it, and it's going to go to Congress. Now, there's some things that could happen in between, but just because we want to say we think it's unfair and we don't have proof of it, but we think it's unfair, this election can't go forward, that isn't going to cut it. Now, 2 years from now, something may be proven, and I'm not sure what would happen then, but you basically have 3 weeks.
Well, if Biden does what I think he's going to do and what's being reported that he intends to do, it's going to be intolerable to live under him.
Well, we'll see. He may actually be kind of inert here, and other people may be running the show.
Oh, I understand that. That's what I really suspect that.
Particularly a guy named Barack Obama. Listening to his interview, that was very insightful to me that we're not going to be able to get to. Rich, I got to fly here, buddy. Let me go to Bill. Bill, real quick, you're on the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
Y'all are sounding good today, Dan.
Well, thank you. Did you hear me talking about you and the Pfizer's chief executive officer selling his stock on that Monday that it went up, so 62% of his holdings? And then we had the Moderna thing today. So
the picture became much clearer.
There you go. What's on your mind? I only have about a minute and 20 seconds.
I think we need to take a vote on election reform. I'm voting as a Democrat. I got both hands up and one leg. That's for me, myself, and I.
I like that.
Well, you know, with the way things are looking, you got two choices, laugh or cry. I'm kind of like the last caller. I think on the outside, there's enough evidence or enough indication that it was fixed, it was rigged. We got some states who don't favor voter ID, but who did buy Dominion software. How do you win election without cheating from here on out?
Well, what you do, you have to expose that. And let me tell you, when you get down to that, then if you can show that you can manipulate it, that's enough to get rid of the system right there. And I don't think that any, particularly when you have Republican House and Senate, I think they can go, we're outlawing Dominion system in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona. I got to go, Bill. Joey, we did it again.
Oh, yeah.
Ran out of show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great, he's next. Adios.